Hi, Miss Maxine. How are you feeling?
I'm in the hospital.
I know. We spoke to your service coordinator. What's going on? What happened?
I didn't know if he's stuck with me or not. One company said I didn't send somebody close. I think it was fake.
Yeah, we were trying to call you, and so we reached out to the service coordinator, but I have two caregivers for you. I have one that's going to be doing 7 to 7, and then I have a second to work whatever other hours you need cover. I know you have 119 hours, so I didn't know if you wanted someone for overnights or just someone for the weekend. Like, so we'll work out the schedule, but I just want to let you know that I do have two people that are ready to go.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm in the hospital.
I know. When you get out.
I want to tell, if I come back out, I got to make sure somebody's there.
That's what I'm saying. So I have somebody. Yeah, I have someone. So as soon as you're discharged, let me know, and I'll send her over.
Okay.
To meet you, because she has to meet you there with your medical transport. So let me know when you have a discharge date, and I'll get her to come over to you to make sure someone's there with you, okay?
Okay. Is she a big lady or a little lady?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I can look. But her name is Jasmine. And then I have a male caregiver as well.
I'm in the hospital. I don't know when I'm
going to
get out.
I know. Your SC said that she was going to keep us informed, so.
I don't know if it's better to go to a nursing home rehab. Or should I come
home?
Have
to go to rehab? No, you gotta let us. Yeah, whatever the doctors tell you. So just keep us posted.
They're not telling me it's my decision. If I'm to come home, I need you to send them a letter saying you have people to take care of me.
Okay.
They can
call me. Mm-hmm.
No, you gotta send a letter.
Okay, I understand. But they can call me with what
they need. I am at St. Luke's in Upper.
I can't send them anything until I have a discharge date and I can confirm everything. I can't do anything until there's a discharge date coming.
They won't give me a discharge date unless I have somebody there.
Well, I'm telling you, you have two. So they'll tell me, okay, we're able to discharge you on this day. Who's going
to
be available? And I will tell them.
They will have to call me.
They're going to have to call me. I'm not going to call anybody. I'll talk to your service coordinator. She'll coordinate everything with them. Okay? Okay, Maxine? I'm going to speak to your service coordinator.
No, because I'm not going to be in Keystone anymore.
You're not, you don't have the same service?
I'm going to be with TA Health, and I'm going to be with Humana.
Okay, well, then we can't do anything until that goes into effect and everything's done, because it's going to take a minute. Let me see. So Yvonne's not going to be your service coordinator anymore?
As of March 1st.
Right. All right. So then they're gonna need to do another assessment for your hours before they can send an authorization.
Right. What is your phone number?
267-551-7418.
7-418. Jasmine.
Sarah.
And you're from Family First.
Yes.
Now, do you have a man, do you have another woman?
What?
Do you have another woman instead of a man?
No, I do not.
Now, what is this man? You know anything about him?
Let me pull up your thing. Hold on. I don't have his file yet because he's still in HR, but he lives in Pottstown. He's 30 years old. Hello? I can't hear you. What was that? Okay. All right. Bye.